Some girls used to kiss and run and never knew what they had done. Some girls always wasted time. They keep you hanging on the line. Some loved horses and always stayed at home. But a stained sweet girl loved the rolling stones. Now some had games that you had to play, making rules along the way. Strange attractions newly found, pride and passion kicked around. Some girls stole your heart like most girls do. But a stained sweet girl, she could break it in two. And I fell in love. I fell in love. I fell in love, yeah. I fell in love.
Welcome to Digital Blues, another show, another week, and we start off paying tribute to a gentleman who very sadly left us at the end of December, 22nd of December 2025, talking about Chris Rea, of course, a man who I absolutely adored his music, still do, and can never stop listening to it. And I thought I'd put together four tracks just to pay my own personal tribute to him. And we started off with Stainsby Girls, a song which he released in March 1985 as the lead single from his seventh studio album, Shamrock Diaries. And it was written as a tribute for his wife, Joan, a former student of Stainsbury Secondary Modern School. It was later recorded for the version that we heard there for his 1988 album, New Light Through Old Windows. Next up, a track from his 23rd album, a track from an album called Santo Spirito Blues, with the inspiration drawn from Santo Spirito Church in Florence during a visit to his daughter. And the track I'm going to play is a smashing track, not often heard, I think, Electric Guitar.
Electric guitar. she looks so pretty. I got me electric guitar. Don't she look so pretty? Well, I bought her in a small town. I'm gonna take her to the city. I'm gonna make that angel sing. Got me a box with a speaker. I'm gonna make that angel sing. Gonna find me a future somewhere between these strings. This is the story. Oh, this is the way. The gospel of reason. When the pain came to stay, the life of a loser, who wins where they smile. Sin is redemption in the tears of a child. Me and Katie, we go dancing down that stony road. See her laughing through the pain.
such a heavy load. Down that stony road. You're looking for sugar to kill the gray. Are you looking for the laughter to take the pain away? God don't give nothing, no. You gotta steal your own smile. Learning to find it in the tears of a child. Me and Katie, we go dancing down that stony road. See her laughing through the pain. There's such a heavy load. Yeah. Me and Katie dancing down that stony road. Let's go dancing. Let's go dancing. Dancing down that stony road. Let's go dancing. Down that stony road.
They're happy now. They I sit with God in paradise with angels' wings and still somehow it makes me feel like I tell me there's a heaven. Tell me that it's true. Tell me there's a reason why I'm seeing what I do. Tell me there's a heaven where all those people seeing what I do.
Yes, three more tracks from Chris Rea there. We started with the track taken from his album Santo Spirito Blues and Electric Guitar, and then from Dancing Down the Stony Road, his 2002 album, a track called Stony Road. And of course, at that time, Chris was recovering from pancreatic cancer and a very risky operation. And the reference in the song to Katie is, I believe, to a nurse that went above and beyond, I think, in helping him. We then had a track which always moves me to tears. It's from the 1989 album Road to Hell, called Tell Me There's a Heaven. And Road to Hell was his 10th album, and released in October 1989. And the track is inspired by his daughter, Josie, watching footage of a riot in South Africa and some horrible things happening. And very sad that the lyrics of that song are still very apposite. Well, we marked Chris Rea's passing, and I felt it right that I should mark the passing of an Essex legend, Andy Zarzar Billups, the bass and very many other instruments player with the wonderful band The Hamsters, who, of course, called it a day back in 2012, 25 years after their first gig at the Cliffs Pavilion. They played their last gig at the Half Moon in Putney. And Andy was just one of the wonderful characters that was in The Hamsters. He died on the 28th of December. And this is a track from the album from 2002 called Open All Hours, Wouldn't Lay My Guitar Down.
My baby, she left me, God, I wouldn't lay my guitar down. My baby, she left me, God, I wouldn't lay my guitar down. Since she left me, I've been rocking from town to town. Left my home in South and then I headed out to London town. Left my home in South and then I headed out to London town. Stopped up in Brentwood and I really had to get on down. Well, the people come to see me cause they say they like my guitar sound. Well, they were ever come to see me cause they say they like my guitar sound. Make it feel real good, make you wanna go downtown. Ow! She left me, got the wood and lay my guitar down. Since she left me, I've been rocking around town to town. The people come to see me, cause they say they like my guitar sound. Well, they're never gonna see me, cause they say they like my guitar sound. Make it feel real good, make it wanna go. Thank you.
Yes, the Hamsters there from Open All Hours, their album from 2002, and Wouldn't Lay My Guitar Down, played in memory of Andy Zaza Billups. Well, next four tracks, which are linked in a way, and I won't spoil the surprise, you can work it out as we go along, but we open up with a track from Kim Wilson's album from November last year, called Slow Burn. It was a record which features tracks unreleased before, and also featuring some late musicians, Richard Innes, Barrelhouse Chuck and Larry Taylor. And the album, as I say, called Slow Burn, and from that, this track called Easy Baby.
Yeah. got to do again. I wish I could go back and do the things I forgot to do again. My search would only end in vain. Yeah, you told me not to search for you, darling. You said my search would only end in vain. Well, you had too many irons in the fire, baby. You was hit out with a whole bunch of other men.
Just like they used.
Guess the link, but we started there with Kim Wilson, Easy Baby, from his album Slow Burn, which came out in November 2025, and a fantastic and magnificent 4CD book full of pictures and wonderful words called The Jimmy Vaughan Years, Complete Studio Recordings 1978 to 1989, and the next two tracks were for the fabulous Thunderbirds, of course, who that is that album. And the first track I played was The Things I Forgot to Do, which came from 1978 and was on the previously unreleased Dr. Doc Pomus recordings, and featured the brass section of Room Full of Blues. And then from 1987, the album Hot Number, not one of the group's most popular and successful albums, but a good one nonetheless, and a track called It Takes a Big Man to Cry. And then from Jimmy Vaughan, yes, the same Jimmy Vaughan, his album Do You Get the Blues, which was released in October last year, and was originally released in 2001 and was re-released last year to celebrate the 25th anniversary. The track called Power of Love, featuring Luann Barnes on vocals. And my thanks go to Malcolm Mills and Alice Mills at The Last Music Co., who sent me the fabulous Thunderbirds and Jimmy Vaughan albums. And I have to really urge you to think about getting the fabulous Thunderbirds collection, because it is magnificent. It really is a brilliant collection, and a beautifully illustrated and very informative book that goes with it. And thank you so much for that. I'm really, really enjoying it. Well, we turn to Europe now, and a Frenchman called Louis Morgan, or Louis Morgan, I suppose. He has an album that's just been released called Voodoo Spell, which was recorded following a trip to America, the Deep South, and this track is called Obsessed with the Blues.
Let me be a true fat was misplaced. I never thought you'd turn my world apart, but now I see my heart was replaced. Lipstick on your bra.
Tracks to finish off with this week. We started with Lois Morgan, or Loie Morgan, Obsessed with the Blues from his album Voodoo Spell, which came out on the 2nd of January. And then Eddie Cold Band featuring Larry Doc Watkins. Blues in My Heart is the name of the album. It came out in October last year. And the most intriguing song called Lipstick on Your Bra. And very novel twist on the My Woman Done Cheat on Me type theme. So hope you enjoyed that. Right, we started with Chris Rea, we'll finish with Chris Rea. This is a track taken from the Return of the Fabulous Hofner Blue Notes album, which came out in 2008, narrating the history of the Delmonts, an imaginary guitar instrumental band from the late 1950s, who in early 1960s evolved into a blues band, the Hofner Blues Notes. And this is a lovely tongue-in-cheek track called BB Was a Comanche. Thanks for your company. I'll be back same time next week. Bye for now.